If you look back in chapter 18, we went over this last Wednesday. I'd like to read 8 verses. And in verse 1 of chapter 18 of Genesis, "Then the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth trees of Mamre." This is Abraham the Lord's appearing to, "as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, 3 men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the ground, and said, 'My Lord, if I have now found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant. Please, let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree, and I will bring a morsel of bread, that you may refresh your hearts. After that you may pass by, inasmuch as you have come to your servants.' They said, 'Do as you have said.' So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, 'Quickly, make ready 3 meals of fine meal, 3 measures of fine meal. Knead it and make cakes.' And Abraham ran to the herd, took a tender and good calf, gave it to a young man, and he hastened to prepare it. So he took butter and milk and the calf which he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the trees, under the tree as they ate." Now let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, we do believe that your word is truth, and that your word is effective and powerful. We pray that it would have its work in our hearts this morning. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we read this morning about this encounter that Lot had with these 2 angels. And last week we read about a similar encounter that Abraham had with 3 men. It said the Lord appeared to Abraham, and there was these 3 men. And there's some similarities. They both met him. They both bowed to the ground. They both wanted to wash their feet. They both wanted to feed him. Similar encounter with these angels, with these men, with the Lord. Special encounter. That reminds me of in Judges, the encounter Gideon had with an angel of the Lord. He wanted to feed him. Or Manoah, I believe her name is, the mother of Samson. So the angel of the Lord appeared to her, and she went and got him food. Similar encounters. But I'd like to encourage you this morning to imagine you having a similar encounter. Imagine if the Lord would appear to you and spend the day with you. Maybe spend the night with you. Hang out. You guys could grab something to eat together. The Lord himself or a messenger, the angel of the Lord. And you have this special encounter with him, similar to that of Abraham or Lot. That's what I want to look at today. In chapter 19, we read about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah and the evil. We're not going to focus on the evil of the city. We're not going to look at how Lot's wife looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. We'll probably get into that stuff Wednesday. But this morning, I just want to look and imagine if we were to have an encounter like Lot and Abraham. And I'd like to ask 3 questions about that encounter. And the first of the 3 questions is, where would you meet him? You see, there's a lot of similarities between the encounters, the encounter with Abraham, the encounter with Lot, but there's some differences. With Abraham, the 3 men, as the Lord appeared to him, met him in Mamre by the terebinth tree. For Lot, it was in Sodom by the gate. Where would you meet him? I think there's some significance behind just the places, because where was Mamre, where the 3 men, the Lord appeared to Abraham? It was near Hebron. It was by the cave of Machpelah. It was in the land of Canaan. It was the very place that the Lord told Abraham to go. That's where he met him. It was the place that Abraham had pitched his tent. It was the place that Abraham would be buried, the cave of Machpelah, right by Mamre. So the Lord appeared to him right where the Lord told him to be, right where the Lord told him to go. Now, much different with Sodom. Sodom here is at the gate of Sodom. Now, this was where Sodom chose for himself to go. He pitched his tent as far as the city of Sodom, a very wicked city. And it was his choice. For Abraham, the Lord appeared to him where he told him to go. For Lot, the Lord appeared to him where he chose to live. So the question, where would you meet the Lord? If the Lord were to show up and hang out with you, where would it be that you guys would meet? maybe at home, maybe at work. It'd be cool if it was at church. Maybe where you hang out, where you have fun. Where would it be? And then if the Lord were to show up there, maybe the angel of the Lord, how would he feel? So this is where you spend your time, eh? Why? Why are you here? Why do you live here, work here, hang out here? How would he feel? And maybe what would be true? Is this where God wants you to be? Or is this where you like to hang out because you choose this place? How would you feel? Would you be ashamed? Oh, no. Oh, I wish you wouldn't meet me here. Or would you be, hey, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm glad we met here. Where would you meet him if he came and spend the day with you? If you had a special encounter with the Lord himself or with the angel of the Lord, where would you meet? Abraham met him where he was supposed to be. Lot met him where he chose to be. Second question is, how would you treat him if he came and spent the day with you? How would you treat him? I see a big difference between Abraham and Lot. Look at chapter 18, verse 5. It's in verse 5 it says, "And I will bring a morsel of bread," Abraham speaking to the three men, "and I will bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh your hearts. After that you may pass by, inasmuch as you have come to your servant." And they said, "Do as you have said." When these men appeared to Abraham, when the Lord appeared to Abraham, we see here in this encounter, there was an agreement. They seemed to be on the same page. Abraham was like, "I want to feed you this and that." Cool, that sounds good. Let's do it. Do as you have said. And there was this agreement. There was nothing but agreement in his encounter. Now with Lot, it was like completely different. Look back in chapter 19, verse 2. "And he said," this is Lot speaking to the angels, "Hear now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet, that you may rise early and go on your way." And they said, "No, but we will spend the night in the open square." But he insisted strongly, so they turned to him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Look at verse 17. "So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said," this is the men, the angel speaking to Lot, "escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed." And Lot said to them, "Please, no, my lords." So we see, different than the encounter with Abraham where there was agreement. Yeah, do it. Do as you have said. When Lot had his encounter, there was conflict. There was opposition. No, I don't want to stay there. Oh, please. And I see here, and maybe there's other reasons more, but I see two specific reasons that caused conflict and opposition with Lot and the angels. And one was control. Lot wanted to control where the angels would stay. Lot wanted to control where he would live. Lot wanted to control how the city would respond to the angels. Lot was trying to be in control. Now, last Wednesday, we looked at Abraham and we noticed how he seemed to have like an open hand in his service. "You can come, and when you're done, you can leave." And they came and they ate and they left, and he stayed there standing by the Lord. We don't see in chapter 18, I don't see, Abraham wanting to control. He wanted to feed him a certain kind of food, but I don't think it was because it had to be that way. Abraham didn't seem to want to control the situation, and therefore, there was agreement. But Lot wanted to control. "It has to be this way." They said, "No, no, but it has to be this way." He strongly urged them. So because there was control, there was conflict and opposition. Also, I see another reason. Compromise. I found this funny. You ever hear someone use like this sales technique? You know, "You were thinking 200. I was thinking 100. Let's meet in the middle. 150. This was kind of Lot's relationship with God, with the angels. "You were thinking flee to the mountains. I was thinking stay in the city. How about a little one halfway up the mountain? Let's negotiate, you and me, God." It's not that he wanted to break God's command. It's not that he wanted to break the command of the angels, just bend it a little. Just negotiate. Let's move, let's see how much we can move this around. Please, at least go this far. Let's alter it just a little. And there was this compromise that caused conflict and opposition between Lot and the angels. So his encounter was marred with this opposition, with this conflict, because of his desire for control and because of his compromise. How about you and I? God shows up. Hey, let's hang out. Would there be an agreement? Would everything seem to flow and go without conflict, or would there be some kind of opposition? Well, you want to go there, God, but I kind of wanted to go here. Would there be some kind of negotiation? We can hang out, God, but how about we spend some time there and then we go here still? Or would there just be agreement? How would it look? Would we be like Lot, or would we be like Abraham? Finally, the third question I'd like to ask is, there's where would you meet him? How would you treat him? And then when would you move your feet to him? Kind of a little play on words, I guess. But I notice when I read chapter 18 very carefully, it's very obvious that Abraham had an urgency and an immediacy. Read with me in verse 2 of chapter 18. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground. He ran. Look at verse 6. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, quickly, make ready three measures of fine meal and knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd, took a tender and good calf, gave it to a young man, and he hastened to prepare it. You see, Abraham, he was moving his feet. He had an urgency and an immediacy. He wasn't going to waste time with this encounter. But I read very carefully chapter 19, and I don't find the same thing in Lot. At first I read the chapter and I was thinking, yeah, he must have hurried. But then I went back and read carefully, and read with me. Look at verse 15. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand and his wife's hand and the hands of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. Continuing in verse 17, so it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. And yet you don't see him run after that. He starts negotiating. No, please. Look at verse 22. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. So the angels sure were trying to get Lot to hurry, to move his feet. But the Bible says he lingered. He wasn't very urgent in his encounter with the angels. He was lackadaisical. He didn't have the immediacy of Abraham. He lingered while Abraham ran. How about you and I? The Lord showed up. Well, hold on. I got something to do. Would we be like Abraham? Let's do this now. Would we be running to meet him? Quickly, hastening, hurrying. Where would we meet him? How would we treat him? When would we move our feet to him? I was looking up these words in Hebrew where it says Abraham ran. He told Sarah to quickly prepare the food. And I find that, this is a biblical principle. We sang the song today. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. There's a scripture in the Psalms. I will run the course of your commandments, David said. Running. Paul sure had that idea. He said, I don't want to run in vain, but I'm going to run. all the same. He says, don't run as one. Now, I don't want to run as one who beats against the air. I want to run to win. You know, people run a race, but only one wins. I run in such a way to win the race. He had that idea of urgency, of immediacy, of moving his feet, running. The popular scripture in Hebrews. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every sin and the weight, every weight and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. How do we respond to the Lord? Do we delay oftentimes with the Lord? We hear Him convict our hearts, prod our conscience. I have to deal with that sometime. Maybe later I'll get around to it. Do we delay oftentimes? When we know we should pray, do we delay? Do we put it off? Or do we run? Are we urgent? Are we immediate in our time with the Lord? How would it be if the Lord spent a day with us? The Lord sent an angel to hang out with us for a day. Where would we meet Him? How would we treat Him? And when would we move our feet to Him? How quickly would we move? So, a couple quick closing comments. One is, if you find you're looking at this and pondering as I am, you think of any area of your life, as the angels met Lot in Sodom, the place where he chose but the place where he shouldn't be. You think of any area where you hang out, where you go, where you shouldn't. Simply move, leave, change. Hang out where God leads you, where God told you to go. Spend your time, live in the presence of the Lord. If there's any area, move. If there's any area of your life, if you look at Lot and how he's trying to negotiate, how he wants to control, he wants to compromise. If you see that in your life, take that and surrender it to the Lord. It doesn't have to be my way. I don't have to push for what I want. I don't want to bend it. I don't want to negotiate. I want your perfect will. I don't want to fight you. I want there to be agreement. So just take that area and surrender it. Submit. And then finally, if you recognize any delay in your life, any lingering, respond now, today. Just come before Him. Okay, God, I've put this off way too long. And become accustomed to responding quickly to the Lord. When He speaks, respond. Run. Respond to Him immediately. Behold, today is the day of salvation. God desires us to respond in the here and now, today, not tomorrow. You think, that would be cool if the Lord were to come and spend the day with us. Wouldn't it be cool if we had that special encounter? I was thinking, you know what? He is coming. It's not an imagination kind of fairy tale, some kind of what if. It's a certainty. He is coming. Where will you be when He comes? How will you be acting? How will you respond? You know, we're called to prepare for His coming. See, Abraham decided a long time before the Lord appeared to him in chapter 18 that he was going to pitch his tent in Mamre, that he was going to live where God told him to. He decided that a long time ago. It wasn't just happened to be he was there. That's where he pitched his tent. That's where he lived. He already made that decision. And Lot, a long time ago, decided he was going to pitch his tent in Sodom. That's where he was going to live. So we prepare. Where am I going to live? Where am I going to spend my time? Where am I going to be? We prepare now so that when He comes, He finds us in the right place. Abraham, long before the angel of the Lord appeared to him in chapter 18, was working out an agreement with the Lord that he would do what the Lord said, that he would live by faith, that he would obey. Not only that he would obey, but he would do it urgently and immediately. We find just a couple chapters earlier, the Lord told Abraham, circumcise yourself. circumcise your son, circumcise your servants. And the Lord did it. Abraham obeyed the Lord that day. See, Abraham was practicing. He was preparing. There was no mistake that the Lord found him where he was supposed to be. It was no mistake that there was an agreement, that there was no conflict, and that he ran to meet him. He was ready. He was prepared. Lot was not. He made the wrong choices. He was used to lingering and putting things off, negotiating, compromising, controlling, and he wasn't ready. So we're called to prepare, to respond today and get ready for his coming. He's coming, and we're going to have an encounter with him. Where will he meet us? How will we be acting? Will we be ready and respond to him? Please stand. You know, there's the scripture in Matthew, the parable of the sheep and the goats, familiar story, where Jesus turned to the people on his right and said, "Enter into the joy of the Lord, for when I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was in prison and sick, and you came and visited me." And they said, "When did we do that?" And he said, "When you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me." One day we will encounter Jesus himself. But along the way, we're going to encounter the least of these in its practice and for our encounter with the Lord. How you treat others, how you treat the least of these, is how you treat the Lord. Where do people find you? How do you treat people? And how quickly do you respond when the Lord asks you to? That's how you respond to the Lord. That's how you treat the Lord. That's where the Lord is finding you. Oh, that we would prepare, that we would practice in our relations with the Lord, and we'd be ready when the Lord comes soon. The Bible says many times, he is coming quickly. We should run. He sure is. He's coming quickly. He doesn't linger. He doesn't delay. He's going to come, and he's going to come very quickly. And we should be ready. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we look to you and we cry out for mercy and grace. We respond to your word this morning. We know that you're here. We know that you love us. We know that you want to spend time with us and you want to live inside of us and be a part of our life. Help us, Lord, to leave and move any place we shouldn't be. Help us to surrender and submit, to not fight, to not compromise or negotiate. Accept your word and your will for our lives. Help us to be in agreement with you, we pray. We love you. We want to. Help us, Lord, to respond to you immediately. Give us urgency. Help us to run. Run to you. And run to obey your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.